Hi, it's Zach again from ParatalkRadio.com, here to tell you about 6graphics. 6 does some of the best graphics for the internet. Paratalk uses her graphics, and you should too. She makes everything you could want for your page, signs, banners, avatars, anything. Check out her new site at 6graphics.com. That's SIXGraphics.com. 6graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
Buddha, Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained, conservative paranormal talk. Big on God, big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
Yeah, you see, I was right. It's the poltergeist. It's making him float.
Get a beast! Get a vicar! I believe in God!
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
I do indeed have, for the next hour, we have we have a couple of folks from the League of Paranormal Gentlemen.
Yeah.
And then we have an extra. We've got Jim from Chasers Radio. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. I hear a lot of noise in the background as well. So that's all... telephone stuff, you know, we're zinging through the air, zinging through satellites and IP phones and cellular phones and all kinds of stuff. So it's a noisy room. It's a lot like we really are at a party. I want to welcome Ron Milioni. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, and then of course Keith Age, the incredible Keith Age, is on the phone as well. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Keith.
Hey, guys. Great to be back.
And then we've got Jim from Chasers Radio on Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Excellent. So, yeah, you guys have tons. Now, we tried to get some other folks. The cast changed. The cast of characters changed, in progress, as we learned some limitations and some interesting things about the technology that we're all using, but we've got quite a representation here. Ron and Keith are members of the band called League of Paranormal Gentlemen. It's a band of incredible people, including of course Keith, Ron, the Booth Brothers, and John Zaffis. And we couldn't get us all on, but we've got some representation. We've got some extra folks, so let's make the best of this upcoming hour. You guys, what's going on?
I think everybody's trying to fall out.
And that's what's happening here. He said that he thinks everybody's trying to thaw out. We're under like ice storm conditions here. I had to slide to the Warren Winery today on my truck, which now is now a sled, because that's what everything is here now. We slid around. It's the same thing in Kentucky.
It was this morning. Yeah, we had about an inch of ice this morning.
Wow. I understand that from like where Ron and Jim are, and from here in the Detroit area, but Kentucky, you picture roses all year round. But I guess
not. Usually we have a bad winter. So far we've had a really mild winter, 60, 70 degrees every day for this week.
But you guys are, and that's pretty much what I'm looking forward to. 60, 70, 80, and 90 degree summer. But you know what? You guys are, you guys are planning. Like, there's just tons of stuff going on with the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. First of all, who thought of it?
Actually, Chris Booth, Chris Saint did, which is Christopher Booth, and he came up with the idea and hit it off at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
And what a convention that was. That was amazing, Keith. You guys did a phenomenal job. And yes, the Booth Brothers were there. They were showing off their movie and working on another one. I mean, it was just an incredible, exciting weekend. And meanwhile, his mind's always going. Chris's mind is always going. And he come up with the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. He threw you guys together in a big pot, stirred you up. And now it's all I hear about. You guys have a MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Just amazing. And you all have your own projects going on, too. Give us some of your projects, Keith. We'll start with Keith, then we'll go to Ron, and then we'll find out, Jim, what his projects are. But, Keith, what are your projects coming up? What does 2007 look for you, not only as the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, but also as Keith Age and LGHS? Just a brief outline. What's coming up in 2007?
Well, the very first thing we got popping off 2007 is we're going to be joining Ron and Brian from Taps.
Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off. Hey, Ron?
Yeah, man.
Are you listening to the show real time with us? Are you listening?
Am I what?
Are you listening to the show in the background on your line?
No, I'm listening to a rock station out of Daytona Beach.
Okay. Could you? I hate to ask you. Could you bring it down just a little bit? Because it is kind of squashing the other lines, unfortunately.
Is that what that is?
I think that's what it may be. Yeah.
I thought somebody was in a big
what?
See, I thought somebody was in
squashing
a big
the line, dude. Man, what do you mean? You mean the power from here is crushing your network? Crushing your network in Detroit?
What? It's crushing us, man.
You got such an incredible sound system.
I know. Yeah. That's cool. Keith, sorry to cut you off. I'm
trying to listen to 82 degree weather, man. Go ahead.
All right, guys. It's like Millie only the steel of thunder. You know how it is.
Go ahead, Keith. Sorry, man.
Oh, that's right. Like I said, the very first thing we got out the door in 2007 is next month we'll be joining Ron and Brian from Taps up at Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, we'll be there, too. I know I'm going to be there.
I won't be there, but Scott L. will be there.
You're in the hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
You're in the hot chocolate, dude. Roach Coach, you better deliver.
It's going to be cold. I know. It's probably going to be very cold that night. You're right, Ron.
Oh, oh dude, man.
Hoping
to sell ice storms.
And then after that, Keith?
After, I've got a few different projects I've got that I can't let out of the bag just yet. Me and Zaphis are going to be doing a few things together, and then there's also a pretty famous horror movie star. Me and him are going to do a couple things together. And, of course, with the LGHS, it stays busy with, you know, between 8 to 10 investigations a month. It just, you know, the plate's already full, and the year hasn't even started yet.
Well, I know we were actually part of the 2006 Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And again, we got to thank you personally, Keith, for letting us come down there and having a great time with you guys. It was just one heck of a weekend. And it was a great...
You guys are always welcome.
Well,
you
thanks,
guys are always
man.
Welcome to come out, man.
It was a really, really great weekend for us. I mean, we had so much fun, and we got to meet so many great people. And it was just a really well-put-together thing. I know you guys spend a lot of time on this thing every year. And we've been missing it for the last couple of years before 2006. And we were just so happy to be able to get there. So thanks again.
Hey, no problem. 2007 is going to be even better. So
bigger, better, faster, and meaner. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I can compete with God's wrath, but we'll see if we can kind of do something to get that part up.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that so many times, and it's been such a funny story about the weekend and just the horrible rainstorm that came through Louisville that weekend. But, you know, I mean, it may have slowed a couple people down. I think maybe a few people weren't able to make it as a result of that, but I think it just enhanced the whole weekend. It made the weekend even more adventurous for all of us, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, you know, the cool thing about the Mid-South is not only do we get the paranormal, the big name of the paranormal, but we get big names like Al Snow from WWE was there with us. It just attracts a lot of good people.
You know what? So. And I think I did. I don't know if I told you this or not, Keith. We were the first night. We just got off the road. I mean, we were there like not even a half an hour, and we were bringing stuff in our banners and stuff and whatever. And I was standing there putting stuff together, and I look over and I see this like 6.5 foot tall man walking the conference area where all the tables with the booths are set up, right? And I mean, the whole like evening up until the time I realized who he was, I was like, I know that guy. He looks so familiar, right? And then you told me, Keith, you're like, that's Al Snow, the professional wrestler. I'm like, I know I saw that guy somewhere. I know I saw him from somewhere. And of course, I'm like, Al, can I get a picture with you, please? But he was a really cool guy. He was a really cool guy, though. He was a really nice guy. So, yeah, I mean, it does attract a lot of really interesting people, though. You're right, Keith.
And other than that, and then I think Mr. Milioni has a few things planned for me this year, too.
I was just almost dreading asking Dr. Milioni about his 2007. I'm telling you, every time I see an email, there's another new thing that you're doing. It's just incredible. You are the dynamo. You are the, Twister Tornado.
Twister, man.
You are the Twister of the paranormal. You've got all these wonderful things going on. Give us an overview of your 2007. Both related to you and what you do, and the League of Paranormal Gentlemen.
We need to note also.
Tell you all the crap, right?
Well, yeah. One thing I want to point out to you, Ron. I think you actually do have the record for most visits to Ghostly Talk now too.
Oh yeah,
I think you have that title.
You do have it now.
I'll wait for my gift certificate in the mail.
We'll get that right out.
Ghostly Talk gift certificate.
Free archives.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, Ron.
2007.
Something that came right through the cracks that just came out of nowhere was I'll start off with this. Probably about 3.5 weeks ago, good friend of mine that runs Unicon, of course, we all know Ryan Brill out there from Penn State PTRS. And that really got a plug in his thing, but they're creating a series on A&E called Paranormal U that's going to be coming out this spring. And they happened to rope me in on an episode, which was actually just part of here in New York City. That was pretty interesting. It's a 2-day shoot. And, you know, they're called me in on this investigation, which is really interesting. It's quite a bit of a woman that's been intrigued in capturing EVPs for 2 years because of a woman that committed suicide, and she had some kind of channel going. So, make a long story short, that was kind of like the episode, and I had to go through, look at all her archives and stuff. So the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, in other words, we were kind of called in. I mean, it was just myself, but out of the group, I'm saying I was called in to take part in this Paranormal U, which is going to be on Arts Entertainment Network coming out in the spring. So we got a foot wet into that one direction. So, that's kicking off the New Year's with that. The other thing, like I was saying, we're kicking off the weekend of February 2nd with Lizzie Borden. Is our first of many to come of all these trips out there, where of course Keith Age and team we're going to meet up at Eastern State Penitentiary, which will be the second leg. But we're just starting off with Lizzie Borden, and we've got a little twist to this. The twist to Lizzie Borden is, I'm bringing in some high-tech forensic stuff, not just paranormal tools. We got a couple of things that we're going to bring that's going to be used for the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. Some new EVP portable listener systems, and then we have the EVP Big Ear listener system. But we're also bringing in some forensic stuff that it's able to go way back, and we're going to look for certain areas where there's dried micro blood, from the actual murder back in the 1890s there. Whoa. That we're able to look at the DNA. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this on we got a show tonight at 9:30 talking about the Lizzie Borden CSI investigation that we're going to do. So that's going to be really exciting. So we're just going to put a little twist to this investigation coming up. Then I say Keith and the guys, we're going to be all together at Eastern State with you guys, penitentiary for that weekend, February 12th to 13th. 16th. Thanks.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really really crazy. We got two major surprise guests coming that weekend, which I don't know if we're going to announce it yet. I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
Jim?
Hey, Jim, you there?
Jim! Jim, we better hold on for a little bit.
Oh, we're holding
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, but we got some cool stuff going on there. Also, Donna from Ghost Hunters and Mike Dion's going to join us at Lizzie Borden. They're coming along with us. So, I mean, the league ourselves, the core league with Keith, myself, you know, Zaffis and stuff, we got stuff planned for 07 now, some other major trips coming down, which we don't want to get out of the bag yet. We're just trying to finalize some other places. And, of course, we got the league. We're going to do quite a bit of shooting with Children of the Grave, and that's going to kick off in March. Actually, we're going to kick that off at the conference weekend. Way out there in Arkansas. Oh, my God. Can't wait to visit that place, man. I hope I get myself in trouble. I don't know, with the cows or the farms. But,
Arkansas is going to be the trouble weekend.
Yeah, man.
Those
yeah,
poor
you left the whole league there that day.
Yeah,
the whole league will be there. That's right. The whole entire staff.
That is amazing.
So it should be really great.
That should make the law of everyone else.
Before everybody asks, can I get a photo with the whole league of paranormal gentlemen?
Sure.
All right. And will you all come to my birthday party?
You what?
You what?
We're having my birthday party there that weekend.
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating Doug's 40th birthday party at the first annual Arkansas Ghost Hunters Conference.
Cool.
Oh, man, cool, cool. So what do you want for your birthday, Dan, dude?
a signed photo with the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. I'll take the photo, I'll print it out on photo paper, and then you guys sign it.
All right. Once you do that, man, that would be great, man.
I dig it. I love it. And then I'll sell it on eBay. Oh, I mean, and then I'll hang it on my wall. That's what I meant.
Sell it on eBay. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to get on eBay.
I tell you what, guys, why don't we take a quick break here, all right? Because there's a lot of other stuff we want to talk about that's coming up with the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. Because I know, like I said, again, I apologize. We just had John Zaffis on also, but we just can't get through to his phone because of the way with Skype, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't set a callback number, and some folks have the...
Yeah, yeah.
Their systems won't let it go through.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
But there's a
My brother's the same way.
Yeah, there's a few things that you guys wanted to announce tonight also. Am I correct, guys?
Oh yeah.
There's a couple things that we'll announce, and also this one I'll throw this in quick before you go for a break. The league might be involved with some cool stuff with UFOs. I'm going out to California and LA the following weekend after Lizzie Borden before Eastern State to do a shooting with the History Channel. We're going to start a whole new UFO series, and they know about the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, so. I'll announce that right now. I mean, even Keith doesn't even know about it, so this shocked him a little bit. but you name it, man. We're gonna do everything this year. So that's why it's called the League of Paranormal. So I'm sure the Boot Brothers are gonna be shaking their heads, spinning when they hear about this story. But we'll go from ghosts to outer space and back to planet Earth again. So it's back to you guys.
Interesting. Okay, let's take the fastest break on the planet.
Yes.
And come back with more from the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. And until then, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al. We'll be right back.
I'm Rod M.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Macbeth is an unholy riddle which still hesitates me for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut-Sung is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com /13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
Dearest friends, do you ever wonder, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why do I keep repeating the same patterns, and how can I change them? Why am I free from being able to have the life that I've always dreamed of, and what is stopping me from having this? How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually, always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness and life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net.
Turning it back over to the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, I wanted to announce their website.
Yeah.
Of course, it's www.myspace.com.
Actually, no, it's www.satanswebsite.com/... What is it?
That's your new nickname?
My new nickname for that. Oh, no, it's cool. That's cool.
myspace.com/LOPGents.
Yep,
LOP Gents, League of Paranormal Gentlemen. So you can visit them on MySpace.
Yeah, go ahead and add them or whatever, and
add them up. Yeah.
You can get a lot of information on all the stuff that those guys are doing. Obviously, some of the stuff we're talking about tonight, which is a lot of stuff. I mean, and what I'm really proud of is that we're going to be at a lot of these things too.
We're going to try to attend. Do you have Ron? Do you have a list on the page, or do you have a list on any page of all these events, like a master schedule? They would demand that at work from me, a master
schedule. Same here.
Do you have a master schedule anywhere, or is it all like just written down on little bits of paper? How do you remember these things?
There's going to be something released soon as far as a master list.
Excellent.
I mean, right now it's off the public size because we're just doing some fine tuning on it. But if they want to get just a really good general idea of the league and stuff and what's going on and backgrounds and, you know, some good information on, Spook itself and some introductory about Children of the Grave and all that, they could just go to, you know, www.lopgents.com.
Oh, yeah, you guys do have that website. Before. You guys do have that website, an actual website.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so it's
lopgents.com.
Okay.
And, There you could, that's probably the most, best place to start. We are definitely in the process of launching something major, but, we're still working on that behind the scenes. But if you go to that one, you'll see a lot of cool, you know, a lot of good, great information, great background, on the guys and, everywhere from, it's from Troy Taylor, John, of course, Keith, Chris Fleming. And the Boot Brothers themselves are rock and roll Boot Brother guys. And, just check it out there.
Definitely.
LOPGents.com. And that's where you'll make major announcements, like, you know, when things are coming up and everything. Because there's got to be people interested
in... that's the primary site. That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
Now, there are some stuff... I know we kind of talked high level about some announcements you guys wanted to make about some things that were coming up. Some new stuff, right?
That's the thing. It's never a dull day around the League of Paranormal Gentlemen. It's never a dull
day. No, right. That's right. Yeah, I told you about the UFO thing, which is really a new. It's a new pilot with the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, they've been doing the UFO files for a number of years, and they want to get some. Well, besides new blood into it, they want to get some new ideas, and plus I'm bringing some new technology. Now, the new technology is also going to be applied to the League when we do some of the stuff beyond Children of the Grave. That's all I'm saying. But it's kind of all in the same family, except it's just redirecting some of this technology. So they're interested in seeing some of this technology that could help detect fast moving flying objects and stuff. And so I'm getting the League into the foot in the door with this. So we're going to start this pilot and see what happens. So again, this is all stuff that's just rapidly happening.
Mm-hmm.
Keith and the guys are going to join us down the line. I mean, we hooked up with the League was also. I mean, get involved with the cryptozoology a little bit back on down the line. With Tom Piscotty, we're doing stuff with him, searching for Bigfoot.
I know, and that's one thing.
It's interesting that the League either. Us guys in a group there, either we're going to find a trap of ghosts, find a trap, another spaceship better than Roswell's crash, or actually trap the big monkey out there, or, the America's King Kong. So out of those three major paranormal events out there, hopefully we'll come across one of them that we could actually bring home, and the League will say, here we go, we got something in 07.
Well, you said you want to bring home a giant monkey.
How the hell would that? I ain't bringing that home. If we capture something, it's coming home in a bag.
Well, I have to say, you guys are, I'm almost in tune with the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, because this year's vacation for me, because I plan my vacation. Last year was, of course, ghost hunting.
Uh-huh.
This year, I am going Bigfoot hunting.
Uh-huh.
And then next year, I was thinking of going down to Florida to look for UFOs. So I'm almost in line. It's just I have to spread it out over whenever I get a vacation.
The Gulf Breeze UFOs?
That's where I want to go. I want to go there and just, like, lay
on
the beach.
Oh, you
want
to go to Disney World. Don't lie to anybody.
Well, in Disney World, yeah. I want to hit Gulf Breeze. I want to hit, but that'll be 2008.
Uh-huh.
2007, I'm going to probably New York or Ohio. There's all kinds of, like, hotbeds around here. Of.
We could come to Paris with us.
Or I could
Paris
do that.
With us, man, on the 30th.
Where was that at again, Jim?
Yeah, you should come to Paris with us on March 30th, because I'll tell you what, there's a reason why we're going to Paris, Texas. Piscotty's got it nailed down there, man. He knows where these things are, and that's going to be an eventful trip, let me tell you. You guys are always welcome to come with us anywhere we go, and it'd be great to have you on that one.
That
could be the real deal then.
I know, Jim, and this is something, it's in regards to, with me and you, Jim, we do a lot of talking throughout the week on this Skype thing. This Skype thing was a godsend for both of us.
Right.
We get a lot of work done on
Skype.
This thing. Oh, yeah, we have a ball on Skype, and we get a lot of work done. We have our little meetings, and we do a lot of discussing on stuff. And I know you brought up the work you guys were doing with Tom Piscotty to do some Bigfoot hunting, right? And Jim, you mentioned that to me. And I'm like, well, God, I love Bigfoot. I mean, it's something that I'm very interested in. But Doug, he pretty much, like, dwarfs, as far as interest-wise goes, it just dwarfs mine, right? And I know that's something I told you, like, last night, like, when we went to dinner last night. I'm like, Jim's been discussing this stuff with me about working, going out Bigfoot hunting and stuff like that. And I know that's something that you guys should be hooking up on to discuss, because you might
have
to put on there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hit you up on Skype, Jim, and see what...
Oh, totally, bro.
Yeah,
let me tell you, if you like Bigfoot, you might get a chance to shake his hand.
I would like nothing better. Well, that and an autographed photo of the League of Paranormal Gentlemen and myself.
Well, how about an autographed photo with Bigfoot, too?
And an autographed photo of Bigfoot. This is 2007 is my autographed photo year. I love it.
Can you sign this photo for me, sir? Ooh.
Okay. Sure. We'll just...
We'll just stand.
Like I said,
he
ain't gonna be able to sign nothing because it's gonna be signed because it's gonna be stuffed.
I mean, that's so they're.
We're going to bring him to Kentucky so he can get some good steak first if we get him out of the woods.
Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah. That's my leather repertoire, okay?
Well, now here's the thing concerning Bigfoot, though, with you guys. I mean, now, we've talked to all sorts of people who have, you know, done work in this field, things like that. They've done tons of work in this field, right?
Right.
And. You know, now you guys are, and we're having fun with this, saying, okay, we're going to shake his hand. I mean, do we really think he may be that mellow, though? Or, I mean, he could be aggressive. I mean, it could be very aggressive. I mean, is there any kind of...
That's why you bring slower people with you.
Oh, yeah.
Couple shots from a gun, and it's going to be quite mellow, quite docile.
A couple tranquilizers.
A couple tranquilizers, yeah, straight them right out.
Yep.
Or a martini.
A little cocktail.
You lose some bottles of Jack Daniels, don't worry, he'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Look here, try this.
There's an endorsement in there somewhere.
Kidding.
I think there is.
I think JD is just going to be like, okay, here's your check, thank you. We appreciate your patronage, thank you. Well, no, I know that's something that, you know, Doug, I know you'd love to be part of that, and I think you'd really be interested in that. So I'm kind of like playing matchmaker right now, saying, okay, two go together.
That's my... You two.
Oh, no. Yeah. We'll get together this week, Doug, and we'll talk about it a little more, man.
I dig it. Let's do it.
What else do we have going on, guys?
I dig it, man.
What else do we have going on? I mean, I know there's...
I'm bringing that term back.
Yeah, I know. That's Doug's big thing of the week now.
My big thing of the week is I'm bringing dig back. So you guys are...
I think Groovy's good, too.
Groovy?
Groovy's cool. If you guys are doing Bigfoot, UFOs, and, of course, all the ghost hunting, and then the legends and forensic investigations of even things like the Lizzie Borden house, which I know is going to...
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you don't touch?
we're probably letting way down, depending on... Oh, yes, we are definitely doing. And I did this in 06. I did some footage for... it's called Violent Earth, which will be coming out in the spring... On the History Channel, they have a series of the Devil's Triangle and the Bermuda Triangle. So the one that I did was the Bermuda Triangle. And the Bermuda Triangle is something that we're definitely going to go and do a trip and do some work and take some people out there. And that's definitely going to happen. I don't know. I think we were talking about maybe September of 07, around that time frame. But that's definitely on the hit list to get people involved, you know, take a flight right to Bermuda and then... You know, I hooked up with the...
Tell him who's going to go with us on that, Ron.
What was that?
What's that?
Tell him who's going to go with us on that trip.
Oh, tell him who's going to go with us is what he said.
Tell him who's
going to
go with us.
Who's going to go with us on that trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he
said. Yeah, tell him. V. John Hutchinson.
John Hutchinson.
We're going to bring John out there with his equipment on a floating barge, man.
Oh my God!
Yeah, no. Hutchinson is all excited about it. We're gonna get him out there before he gets captured by the Canadian government.
I wonder if 2007 is
our boat disappear.
Yeah, what if your boat disappears? Then we'll have to do a special on that in 2007 or 2008. We'll have to do a special on that.
Man, John Hutchinson's gonna be coming out with you guys to do that for the triangle.
I'm impressed. I have to say that John Hutchinson in the Bermuda Triangle. Will this be his first trip down there?
Yeah, this will be his first trip actually out there.
Awesome! Absolutely awesome! I can't even think of a better thing. And this will be filmed then, of course, right? So that we all get to see it, right?
Well, I mean, if we go, now the one that I did, I mean, that's actual production with the History Channel. But if we do this one in September, I mean, we'll probably have some kind of production, somebody with us to do that. Now, what do we do with that and where does it go? I don't know. I mean, the guys I'm working with now that's doing this, the UFO thing, they might be interested in getting that footage that what we do, but, you know, thing. So we have a production company coming with us for Lizzie Borden to do some behind the scenes videos, you know, of stuff while we're up there. So we might get those same people to go out to the Triangle while we're out there. We had to keep somebody on shore just in case. I did see them leave, and I never saw them come back. So,
okay. Well, if any production company needs a testimony as to the historical significance of any of these events, you just have them give me a call on my Skype, because I'm telling you, I will indeed testify to the historical significance of all these events that you guys are doing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and then of course.
Oh, it's yeah.
What was that, Ron?
That was Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith.
Yeah, we got to wrap up the filming for Children of the Grave, and then we'll probably be shooting a couple more too at the same time.
Well, I know we got to see that. Well, we got to see part of
a little bit of the filming. You guys had started filming even as early as last year.
We started filming the day after Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that was just great. A day I'll never forget in my life, man. I'm talking about not behind the scenes, but the background was just incredible. The lightning and everything that was going on that you see on the trailer is the real deal, and these guys just want to do the real deal. I mean, this is fantastic.
Well, that was the night in the warehouse. We were there too for that one, I believe. Yeah, that was
right.
That one night we got.
That's
there.
Right. And yeah, you guys at the warehouse. That's right.
Yeah, we got there that night, and we were like, "Well, geez, you know, for what you guys are doing here, you couldn't have had a better environment for it. This is perfect right here."
Oh, the weather. Well,
I can tell you one.
Greatly, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing. Keith and I mean Keith's, spearing this, but on the League of Paranormal, that we're going to come out. We're going to have. I'm not going to say anything now, but we're going to have the best ghost detection system ever dreamed of since the word paranormal was invented. So we got something that's going to be. This will blow everyone's mind away when they see this in operation, and we're going to showcase. I mean, we're actually going to use it. It's going to be part of Children of the Grave, and this. Wait and see, but it's going to be one of a kind type of system. I mean, absolutely. Forget about the EMF detectors and all that other, you know, just your regular tools. This is this one of a kind system, and it's just. I think we've been back and forth on this and building, collecting parts, building materials for months and months and months. So it's going to be crazy, man. It's just going to be absolutely crazy. And Chris can't wait to start filming that part of it. It's going to be just insane. This system, I'll just call it the system, and Keith will add more in there about it. But it's crazy, man. It's going to be absolutely crazy. I mean, I just can't think of anything better than something like this.
And they're just gonna turn the cameras on, and it's whatever it captures, it captures.
You got it.
Awesome.
You got it, man. You got it, and it's going to blow it away. I just can't wait to see the final product and just turn it on. It's going to be sick, man. It's absolutely sick.
That's the thing. I have to think in fairly straight lines, so it's very difficult for me to think of, a little bit here, a little bit there, drawn out over a couple of years of production. Right. And then the final product, I wouldn't remember 99% of it. So I'd be like, oh, this is all new to me. No, you've seen it. But no, I it would all be new. So the Children of the Grave is going to be a phenomenal movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, we only got unfortunately, we only have a few minutes, though, guys. Is there anything else that you guys are working on? We want to get everything out for you guys. Is there anything else that you guys have on the cooker right now?
I guess we've got the Mid-South Paranormal, the sixth one coming up. It'll be the third week in September, which you guys are definitely invited back.
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait, Keith.
I'm RSVPing right now.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
I know John Davis will be back. Me and Ron will probably be back, too. We haven't really sat down and talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Troy Taylor will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Troy's absence from us tonight because he's part of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got a gentleman by the name of Kane Hodder. You ever heard of Kane Hodder?
No.
No.
Kane Hodder?
Uh-huh. Kane Hodder. He's a gentleman that plays Jason in a Friday the 13th movie. We'll be there.
Kane, okay, right. Yeah, all right.
Oh, my gosh, that is so incredibly cool.
The original Mask Man, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we also have Don Dugan will be there. He's the gentleman who played Grandpa in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, that's a film, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, if you want to get into horror for a second, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a film that my parents would never let me see until I got old enough to, like, think on my own and do things on my own. I had my own money and stuff. Right?
I don't blame them.
That was the only, I mean, they would let me pretty much watch whatever I want, you know, with proper supervision. But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a film that I'm like, hey, I want to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They're like, no, you will not watch that film. I said, no, you will not watch this film. So it'll be a really good thing to meet him finally. Well, at least meet Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly.
And go, hey, you know, this is a, you actually were in a film that my parents would not let me watch no matter what.
A parentally censored movie.
Yeah,
that's
there you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Anybody else coming to the conference this year, Keith?
Right now we're working on a few more, but those are ones that are, you know, definitely already signed up and ready to go.
Excellent. So. Well, guys, I have to say there's so much going on. It's like it is kind of numbing, you know. I mean, watching all the work come together. But you know, Jim and I sit and talk a lot during the week. Like I said, we sit and talk about a lot of things, and you know, we discuss like, wow, you know, this year
that's
is really.
Linda Blair.
Yeah, besides Linda Blair.
I was in on that conversation.
Linda
Blair is a hot topic.
Yeah, the Linda Blair fan club it's coming together as we speak. We talk a lot about a lot of the stuff that's happening in 2007. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on out there, and I believe the League of Paranormal Gentlemen is going to be a group that's spearheading a lot of these things, and we really thank you guys for that. It's going to be really a lot of fun working with you guys.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Everything you
got to
do, too.
So don't forget, everybody, it's www.lopgents.com. That's where the main site is. You can become more familiar with the members of the league. You can become familiar with some of the events and some of the things that they're planning. And then, of course, when things get firmed up, because a lot of stuff, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and they've got to get, you know, permissions
You
know, people have to sign on the dotted line.
We'll
and then you have to get
some major releases here pretty soon.
Right, and so all that stuff is coming to fruition
right now as we speak.
I mean, it happens every minute of the day. So as those things get announced and released, it'll be on lopgents.com.
.com, definitely. Guys, hang on the line for 1 second. We're just going to close the show out. Give us 1 second. Wow.
Yeah.
What an eventful show here tonight.
That was an eventful show. I have to thank Dennis Spaulding, of course.
Oh, yeah.
For his son in the afterlife.
Yeah, my search for theafterlife.com.
And he really has done a lot. He's come a long way from someone who, you know, had suffered and then gone into seclusion for 4 years. Bro Perkins and John Top, what can I say? ITC, one of my favorite
topics. What a great
conversation
that was, too. I mean, the work those guys are doing, just the kudos to those guys.
And they're getting results.
They're getting results.
And they say that anybody can get results.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely visit www.walkthroughwalls.org. Walkthrough is THRU. Throughwalls.org. Walkthroughwalls.org for Bro Perkins and John Topp's website.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, League of Paranormal Gentlemen, they have 2007 pretty much booked.
Yeah, they pretty much
so,
booked the whole year.
So if you have an empty weekend, it's true. If you have an empty weekend in 2007, circle it and write lopgents.com.
And you'll have something to do.
And you'll have something to do, I'm telling you. And it'll be fascinating. Every single thing they're doing fascinates me.
Yes.
But we do have to close the show and make way for the next show coming up. And stay on the line, you guys.
Yeah, stay on the line for 1 second.
I have to say thank you to everybody who was on the show. Thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
This helps us out.
Yeah,
we learn and you learn, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep the emails coming. I am reading emails now.
good.
Congratulations, Doug.
Yeah, don't forget to visit www.ghostlytalk.com. And until next week, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L. And this is...
I'm Ron M.
I knew it was coming. That's why I left it
on. I knew it was coming.
We're out of here. See you guys later.
I need to go somewhere where a man can think.
interrupt her, listen too loud.
Thanks. I need to go someplace where I can be.
And more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can see.
Don't hate the media, become the media.